takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Andy Breckman Man, Andy Breckman Man, always giving out the number so you can call the show.
Quiet, Evan. Quiet, Evan.
Hi, this is Evan Breckman. For the next hour, I will be speaking to you through Ken Friedman's voice. He's listening to me on an earbud in his left ear, and he is going to repeat everything that I say. He is my avatar. He is my radio slave. He is my puppet.
Hi, this is Molly Breckman. For the next hour, I will be speaking to you through my father, Andy Breckman. He's listening to me talk right now through an earbud in his left ear. He's going to repeat everything I say, even if it's the stupidest thing he ever heard. Even if we end up talking about Hillary Clinton for a whole hour. He has to say whatever I say. In fact, oh, I love Hillary Clinton. Love, love, love her. I'm with her.
Our topic tonight is cosmic brain teasers. Do you have a question that you've never been able to answer?
Let us try to answer it for you. For example, if a tree falls in a forest, no one's around to hear it. Does it make a sound? Were they wearing headphones? Maybe that's why they didn't hear it.
Maybe they saw it fall.
They know it fell.
If you have a question like that, you can't call us tonight, but you can submit it on the 7 second delay chat board. Go to WFMU.org. And click on playlist and comments. I have a good one to get us started. Molly, why are there so few female comedians? Why are boy comedians funnier than girl comedians?
That has to be the most sexist question I've ever heard.
Well, don't ask me. You wrote the script.
Actually, Evan, Dad and Ken wrote the script. Which is exactly my point. You are very uninformed.
Oh.
The fact that women are not considered as funny as men are because of gender norms.
Oh. Well, I think we've all learned a little lesson today. That radio will teach you nothing.
Here's another one. Why are boy athletes paid more than girl athletes?
I don't know.
Am I supposed to answer that? That's just the way society works.
Oh, by the way, did I ever tell you how much I love Donald Trump? I'm with him.
Oh, and I, Andy Breckman, hereby claim
that I am giving Molly $10
more in her allowance.
Oh, and also, Andy, didn't you tell me that Evan was also going to get $10 more in his allowance as well?
No, I like Molly better.
Really, you were just telling me that Evan was your favorite child.
What does an inside of a person's nose smell like? The inside of a person's nose actually smells, apparently,
like
nothing, if that makes sense.
No. No, it smells like strawberries.
No. So this is how it's supposed to work, because I've learned from my science teacher, is that the hairs in your nose actually pick up smells. So that's why the myth, you're not supposed to pick your nose, because when you pick your nose, it takes away some of your, how you smell things. I don't know.
Oh, hey. Andy. I have a question for you. What's better, fat lollipops or round lollipops? Flat.
I agree.
Yeah. Remember that deal we had a few months ago? You said that if more people like flat lollipops than round, that you would raise my allowance by $10 per week?
Oh, no,
no, that was Molly. In fact, I'm giving her another $10 a week. Okay. Hot dogs are not a sandwich because technically, because the sandwich is something between two slices of bread, for it to be a full sandwich. Therefore, hot dogs are not a sandwich.
Is a taco a sandwich?
No, because one side is closed on a hot dog and the other side is not.
Okay. Oh, I have another question for you. Why are there no D batteries?
There are D batteries. Oh, you mean B batteries.
D as in boy.
B as in boy.
B as in dog. D as in boy.
No, there's no B batteries because the people who invented batteries really hate the letter B. It's just not something they enjoy.
They have a fear of the letter B?
It's called B-phobia.
They're not actually afraid of the animal, the B.
Yeah, no, B, not the animal.
Really? Because they're a living thing.
By your logic, bees are animals because they're living? Should plants be animals? That really doesn't make sense, Evan.
Well, don't blame me. I was raised by Andy Breckman.
True.
I apologize when I've said this comment in the past.
Why do we keep, why can't we get rid of pennies? What good are pennies? Well, actually, pennies cost 2 pennies to make. So they really are kind of stupid. Wait. I also have a thought. What's that thing where you have to put it? Why can't we use pennies in parking meters? It's the only thing we use coins for. Why can't they take pennies? If you were a bird, what bird would you be? I don't know. Why would you ask me a stupid question like that?
I would be a parrot for a gang member.
Do you have to walk on the other side of the hallway? Wait, please repeat.
I've seen naked homeless people.
Naked homeless people? Why don't you ever see naked homeless people?
Oh, no, wait, Dad. Andy.
Do people who count sheep for a living always fall asleep on the job?
Who would count sheep for a living?
Counting sheep does not actually make you fall asleep.
No.
There have been studies. That is not true.
No. That is a stupid thought.
Oh, never mind. Oh, there is a use for pennies after all. New Jersey Transit buses use pennies.
Who uses the New Jersey Transit buses?
Lots of people use New Jersey Transit buses. I didn't say it in that tone. Dad, you're making it seem like I care more about New Jersey Transit buses than I do.
I lost Evan.
Oh.
Evan, call back.
Wait. Molly, Evan has to call back. Yes. Do. Evan has to call back. Molly? Evan has to call Ken back. Tell Evan.
I'm calling Evan back.
I do love submarine sandwiches. Okay. The person who invented hot dogs specifically said it is not a sandwich. It is just some food that you can carry around. I don't know. It's just supposed to be something. I don't care. I really don't care. It's not even kosher.
All right. On to the next question.
Okay. The next question. Calzones are so much better.
What? Here's a question. What is better, calzones or pizza?
Calzones are so much better because you can cut them with a fork and a knife, and then you can control how much you're eating at any time. But at with pizza, it's just everywhere with grease and stuff. Also, calzones go with a much more sophisticated person. Because when you get pizza, you go, oh, I'm just getting pizza. But when you get calzone, you say, oh, calzone.
All right. Pizza. Let me go to college.
You're not even in college, Evan.
And Ken.
If you eat it as a majority, you would die.
How is that?
Wait, please repeat it.
How is that?
No, before that, I heard that.
What?
Let's just move on. What should I do with $5 in pennies?
Give it to me. Okay, I have $5 in pennies. What should I do? Oh, I say that you should go to the bank and cash in the money for a $5 bill.
Then, go get a calzone.
Or or get a pizza.
But pizza is cheaper. Calzones are better, therefore they're more expensive.
But Molly, if it's more expensive, doesn't automatically mean that it's better. I mean, some people hate caviar.
No, I said it's better, therefore it's more expensive. I didn't say it's expensive, therefore it's better.
Well, Molly, some people like piping hot meals.
Evan, I don't know what you're debating about.
Hot and ready meals.
What would you be reincarnated? If I could be reincarnated as an ice cream flavor, I would probably be coffee, because that's the kind of personality type I am.
I would do lemon lime.
You don't even like lemon lime.
Because nobody likes lemon lime. Nobody would eat me.
Well, no, they're just asking about your personality. That's what the question was.
That's survival, Molly.
Then you would get old and moldy. And then you would just be dripping all over yourself.
You don't get old and moldy. You go back to the Garden of Eden.
At least I would die happily. By
being eaten by giant people?
At least I would know I was dying for a good cause, for hungry people.
Really? Even with higher cholesterol?
I don't get it.
This is for Daisy. How do you handcuff a one-armed man?
How do you handcuff a one-armed man? You just use one part of the handcuff. It's not that hard.
How do you put him away?
How do you keep him from running away? He only has one arm. He's not hard to handcuff.
Next question, please. How can you tell when a lime is ripe?
That is a Google question. You keep using the wrong tone of voice.
Also, who eats limes? I can understand why people might eat lemon. They put it in juice. They put it in a glass of water. It's all this different stuff. But lime? Who says, oh, I'd like a nice cup of limonade?
I guess I'd like to differ with you. Okay. Here's another one. I can't. Wait, you're talking too fast, honey.
Hello, this is Evan Breckman. Ken is my puppet.
And this is Molly, the lesser-known child of Andy Breckman. And I am here talking through my dad. And that's, I don't want to say dad is my puppet because that sounds weird.
Next question.
Thanks, Daddy Bob. Wait, I can't quite. Limeade is good.
Whining is good? What does that mean?
I think she. Limeade is good. I can't read it like that.
If money doesn't grow on trees.
If money doesn't grow on trees, why do banks have branches?
Have branches. Easy, easy, easy.
Evan, can I answer, please? I guess in a way, money does grow on trees. Because paper comes from trees. And money is made from paper. So, therefore, money is from trees.
And paper is made from trees.
Okay, here's another one. Can a bald person... Can a bald person... Does a bald person need to wear a hairnet in a restaurant? I guess... The health code is, by health code, I guess supposedly not, I don't know. There's a documentary about that. I don't know.
Evan, this is a maybe. Do Siamese twins pay for one ticket or two tickets when watching a movie?
I guess it would depend. Whether they're attached by the hip or not. Because then there'd be two seat or one seat, and that would depend.
Huh.
Talk, Evan.
Hmm.
Next question is...
I love Bernie Sanders. Everybody should have health care. Don't you agree?
Yes. But not in that tone of voice. I don't really speak in that tone of voice. That enthusiastically. You're not copying me word for word, which is your only job in the show.
Mm. Okay. All right. Next question is, Andy.
No.
Are your headphones broken?
Tell Beth. I would like to think yes. That would explain why he's not copying me word for word. Now, this question is from Daisy. What was Captain
what
Hook's
was Captain
name?
What was Captain Hook's name before he got the hook?
Before he got the hook.
It was obviously Captain Full Hands. Because he had two full hands. Huh. That's it. I don't know why Ken was expecting a whole nother sentence.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty straightforward answer. Straightforward. Copy me word for word. Dang it, Dad. That's not even word for word.
Oh, okay. They want us to argue more.
About what?
Yeah, about what? How about the meaning of life?
That is a pointless question. I didn't say that like that.
Hey.
That's not even word for word. Ugh. I do not moan like that. No, don't. No, I do not. Oh, my gosh.
All right, next question, please. Can I ask the first one?
Yes. I don't get it. What is Daddy's most annoying habit? I guess after 12 years of life, they all sound the same. Evan, just answer it.
Molly always answers first.
Maybe because I think I know the answer more quickly. I think quicker. So go ahead, answer a question.
No, I don't feel like
this. This isn't arguing. This is just me talking. I do not say it in that tone of voice. Oh, my gosh.
Molly. I think most of what you say is stupid.
I'm very sorry you feel that way. Now, please move on.
Yes. Should Molly be kicked out of America? Vote yes on Proposition 87.
That is against the law. That is unconstitutional. No, that's not word for word. You would be a terrible person for someone who has to write things word for word. I forget their name. You know, person in the law court. You know, person that sits there and writes everything.
Yes, on Prop 87. All right, next question.
Okay, may I say that Davey is rocking it with the questions? Daisy is rocking it.
Oh, hey. Can a cemetery raise its prices and blame it on the cost of living?
No, because there's no one living. That's why it's called a cemetery. Because it's filled with dead people.
What about people who are fully at a cemetery? Who go there, who are going there?
They do not live there, do they?
Yes.
I do not say it like that.
They live there.
My gosh, Dad. There's a comment that I just can't believe is real. Stenographer. Yes, that's the word. Stenographer. You'd be a terrible
All right,
stenographer.
Next question.
You pronounced it wrong, I think.
What headlights?
Oh, there's a lot of interesting theories about the speed of light.
Like?
So, for example, there's a famous Okay. There's a famous person, I forget his name, who theorizes that we live in like a virtual reality. I don't believe it, but my 8th grade English teacher does believe it. Anyway, we have a weird conversation. And once we go to the speed of light, we will realize that we are. And there are some other theories that I forget about at the moment. I don't know about the other theories. But I think the speed
that
of light is
cool. That should be a religion.
Yeah, that'd be a cool cult. Not cool, not cruel.
Yeah. It is, okay. Is Pluto a planet or not a planet? I'm answering this. Pluto is a dog. Not a planet or a star. Pluto is the pet of Mickey Mouse.
It's also a Greek god, but that's beside the point.
Pluto was a Greek god?
A Roman god. I don't know. Same thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, now we have the next question.
If Wile E. Coyote had enough money to buy all that Acme stuff, why didn't he just buy dinner?
Why didn't he what?
Why didn't he just buy dinner?
Instead of getting the coyote?
No, instead of buying all the Acme
stuff. I think,
stuff.
Honestly.
Well.
Can I answer, please? Can I answer, please, Evan?
Well.
Okay, you keep interrupting me.
Okay.
Okay. I think it's more of a moral thing. Like, he works so hard to get his damn whatever it is. He just can't get it. It's not more like, I want to eat you. It's more like, I work so hard to get you, I must get you. I don't care so much how well you taste anymore. It's just an obsession of his, trying to get what he thinks he deserves.
Huh. Next question. I don't like that one. Is Davey out of control with his questions? Davey says, I'm out of control.
Oh, that's amazing. Thanks, Davey, for all your questions. Even though you're out of control, they're good questions. Should we explain ourselves again? I do not know how this works.
Sure.
No, I don't. Not do not. Oh, God. Okay. I don't know what I'm supposed to say. She's mouthing lots of words at me, but I can't get them. So I'm just gonna... I don't know. I want to eat cockroaches.
I'm a communist.
Why are you a communist?
Because it's great. Equal pay.
Why would you say that? What am I supposed to say to that?
It's amazing.
Not why are you saying that.
Join us.
Is your microphone broken? Is your earpiece broken?
I'm also a Scientologist.
Oh, did you use a dictionary to come up with these words? That is so cute.
No, Scientology is a religion.
Reading.
Yes, this is a 10-year-old thing, this.
Okay, next question. Molly's question. Okay. from Yeti Bob. Is there life on other planets?
Yes. Yes.
Most definitely, almost positively, yes. Because the universe is constantly expanding. We don't know where everything is. The art of life, being able to live somewhere, is awesome. The ultimate, yes, is being there is awesome. It's kind of cool, though, too. There's so many myths and things that aliens could do. Like the fact that they might want to eat us, want to breed with us, is highly impossible. Because if they were going to eat us, they'd have to deal with all the things inside us. And even like apes and other things cannot even deal with that.
I need something
coming up. So it's like, who knows what's going to happen if they find us? Even though they're probably all too stupid to.
Andy Breckman.
Then again, if they do come, even though they eventually will.
Andy Breckman's phone number is... Ahem.
Please go on.
201-404-0...
No. Give Dad's phone number. Give Dad's phone number, Evan. Wait.
What else? The next number.
One.
3. So again, it's 201-404. Oh, 113.
Oh, we're in such trouble when he gets home.
So all of W, yeah.
Oh, I love this. Evan said it. Now he don't blame it on me.
Don't blame
it on
me.
Wasn't my idea. Oh,
wasn't. Oh.
Oh, now it was. It was all Mom's idea. No, it wasn't.
No, it was actually my idea. And it's worth it.
I do not laugh like that. God, you're laughing like a maniac.
What does that mean?
Bilingual?
What? I don't understand most of these questions.
Just ask another question, please. To what?
Some of these people are crazy.
Is a bear Catholic?
Is a bear Catholic? Of course a bear's Catholic.
Well, then why? What? How do
of
they
course
afford
he's
a communion
Catholic.
Then?
They buried Jesus. There's a bear Jesus.
Can there be a... Never mind. This question is too stupid. Sorry, Dean. I do not understand your question. More questions. Hey. Oh. I'm glad they can hear me. I'm glad I was finally heard. Are turtles?
Hey, Andy. Do you like skateboards?
No.
Mimi make boy. Mimi big boy.
That's an anti-joke from a YouTuber.
Yes.
Honestly, the only people getting it are probably very confused. And wondering why Evan finds so much joy from life on YouTube. I guess it depends. When two men get married to each other, do they both go to the same bachelor party? I guess it depends on the couple. I just said that. I don't know.
When crazy people walk through the forest, Do they fake the psychopath? That's just a bad pun.
That's not a question.
You are a disgrace to America.
Oh, that's a pretty interesting question. Can God eat a burrito so hot that it burns his mouth? That he or she cannot hold the burrito. Well, I think it's a famous question because, A, God is supposed to be able to do impossible things. But B, he has ultimate power. So can he himself heat up a burrito that's so hot even he can't eat it?
Well,
which is,
how do you know it's a he?
Well, the answer is he or she.
Oh, okay.
But he is just easier to say.
All right, then the next question.
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodcut chuck could chuck wood?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I know the answer. I did a science fair project on it. I forgot the answer, but it's something like 1600 something. Count 1600 count. It's a lot of wood. Woodchucks.
That's a very good answer. The burrito would probably vaporize. That's a very good answer, Betty Bob. Do you have any questions about Andy that he really does not want to answer?
Okay. All right. Beth says, is Evan stronger than Molly?
Nope.
I have to agree with that. My face softball. He swims. I only hold
Someone
up a microphone.
Someone wants to know why round pizza comes in a square box.
Because.
No, wait. I want to answer it.
Fine.
Because nobody else seems to care about these problems. What's his name? Sorry, Davey. I don't think you're ever going to get an answer because nobody cares enough. Oh, I don't want to answer that.
All right. Davey asks, why do superheroes wear their underwear on the outside of their clothes? Well, it's because it's, well,
good job, Davey. This show belongs to you.
Because the illustrators are dumb, and they messed up, and they're stupid. And they're dumb. And they messed up.
You repeated dumb.
I don't think I did.
I didn't say in that smart alecky way.
And I love Donald Trump. And also, I'm a dictator.
Of what country?
And a communist.
What country are you the dictator of?
And a Scientologist. Also, I'm from Ohio.
Okay, Davey has a question. Why does Pluto live in a doghouse and eat dog food, etc.? But Goofy, who also is a dog, lives in a condo and drives a car. The answer to this is uncertain. And why is Mickey Mouse bigger than his dog? I have an answer for this. Walt Disney is an evil scientist and likes to practice his workings on poor, helpless animals.
Or he's a drug addict.
And
He likes to see whatever he... He likes to write whatever he does and make them into cartoons.
Can I do that one? Can
so
I do
his,
that one?
Through his drug-addled
okay,
eyes
the next
of
question
the world.
That I'm going to answer is, can Davey ever run out of questions?
No, because Davey is an all-knowing questioner.
I worship Davey.
He actually knows all the answers. He's just testing
again.
Us. Davey wants to know, what do people
Andy's
in China...
Andy's phone number is...
What do people in China call what?
201-404...
Call their good plates.
0113. And I'm going to wait...
They call them America.
Until somebody calls that number. And it will be hilarious.
Thank you, Davey, for working hard.
Again, it's 201-404-0113.
Why can't who fall in love?
Write it down on a piece of
Why
paper.
Why can't fools fall in love? Why do they fall in love?
Because they fall in love with the wrong people, because they're fools.
I don't know. I'm 12. Davey wants to know, did they have antiques in the olden days?
Yeah, they're called Andy Breckman.
Ooh, that was a good one. Yeah. Yeah, it's called... I don't know. I don't live that long. Make up your mind about what? Upsetters 5001. If animals could talk, which one would be the rudest?
Andy
Breckman. Probably no animals. Just because they could talk doesn't mean they have the mental capacity to make words.
Andy Breckman. Oh, or cows. Because once they find out that we've been eating them, they will kill us all.
Asheville John wants to know... He wants to know what, honey? Who has more nose hair, Ken or Andy? And I would like to say that you have a weird mind.
The answer is neither. Molly has more than twice as much as Andy. And five times more than Ken.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think you used the wrong word. He meant Evan. Do sheep get static cling when they rub against one another?
No.
I don't know. Why do birds suddenly appear?
It's a song.
It's a song. Songs are not supposed to make sense. That's why people listen to them.
And that's also why Andy Breckman is in the music business.
When people with one arm go to get their nails done, do they pay half price? I don't know, but I think they do give them half off because they feel so bad because they lost an arm. Davey, why are you so obsessed with one arm people?
I have a question. Is Davey better than Andy?
Please put your answer in the comments.
Answer and vote yes on Proposition 87.
Do androids dream of electronic sheep? My question, why are there two of these in a row?
Yes, on Prop 87.
Guys, I don't understand this. Evan, do you understand this?
No, I want to hate it.
Whoa. Wait, we have two. Will from Seattle, get with the program. We have two of those at the same time.
Do 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 do.
How do you put this? How do you put this in the chat room in the ocean? Maybe the fact that we gave out your phone number.
Okay. Again, it's 201 404.
Okay, Asher, here, ask a nonsense question. Oh, no, never mind. Never mind.
Why do birds sing so gay? I can answer this. Because they voted yes on Proposition 87.
Which, as a reminder, is to get Evan out of America.
No, it's to get Molly out of America.
Evan, it's my word against yours. I think they're going to believe me.
Donald Trump.
My point, exactly.
Did Evan ever tell you the story about how Andy Breckman bombed Pearl Harbor?
How do you know when you run out of invisible
ink? And started World War II?
The answer is...
And how he's actually Hitler?
What is... Okay.
This is all in Andy Breckman's autobiography.
Okay. The answer is when you're writing a note and the other person gets very confused because you stopped in the middle of a word. I do not want to explain the electric sheep thing.
Okay. I have a question I think you can answer. All right.
Now you're screaming in my ear.
What should I drive? My Chevy or to the levee? Should I drive my
Chevy
to
the levee? Not or to the levee. I wrote that song.
What's the answer to that?
Mom,
I don't know.
Why are you telling me this?
On Proposition 237.
Oh, Don McLean, Dad's arch nemesis. Or so he says.
Yes.
I do not say it in that tone of voice. Oh. I think this radio show is Daddy's punishment.
I'm punishing
to punish
you.
Us. In all honesty, how is this radio show going so far? I normally
don't
listen, so I don't know.
I'm in it.
What? Does anybody really, like, listen? Does anybody really like
Yes!
Ken's dog?
People love his dog. It's adorable.
Yeah. It's adorable.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what I want you to do.
What happens if you get scared half to death twice?
Everybody in the comment section.
Evan, be quiet. Be quiet.
Wait.
I'm talking. Oh, my God. Don't say it in that tone of voice. Okay.
I want you to comment.
Okay.
Molly, shut up.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Molly, shut up.
Do-do-do-do-do.
In the comment section.
Evan is...
Molly!
I'm sorry.
The cereal soup?
Yes. Is cereal soup? Yes, cereal is soup.
Yes.
Thanks for the great show, guys. You've broken your streak of bad shows. Well, thank you. And then the majority has to say,
Yay! Thank you. Woohoo!
Woo-hoo. Woohoo! We have liftoff.
This makes my day. Evan, just shut up. This makes my day. No, that's for real.
No way. Thank you. No. No.
Nobody likes you.
Yes.
Yes. I think technically.
I will remake the schedule so Molly won't be here.
Can Evan read this?
All right. All right. All right. Okay. I got to read this question.
It's time to go. You have to read.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope. Stay tuned for In Real Life.
Molly, shut up.
Yay!
Okay. That's it. That's all.
That's
folks.
Our show, everybody.
Say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Andy, Evan Breckman, man. Do-do-do-do.
Thanks, Mom.
Evan Breckman, man.
I think I'm glad that I tuned in at 6:55. Great job, everyone. I don't know who you're calling everyone. Obviously, I mean...
Evan Breckman, man.
Awesome.
Evan,
can I ask you a favor? To the next one. Booga. What?
Booga booga. What's that mean?
Great show, Evan.
What is... What? Evan? Evan Breckman, man. Evan. Oh, I'm a communist. I'm a dictator, too. Remember, it's 201 404 0113. Evan Breckman, man. Evan Breckman, man. Man. Oh, something.
What do you mean it was a good show?
Oh, something.
It was a show, people.
Evan Breckman, man. Evan.
What time is
Breckman,
it?
Breckman, man.
6:59 p.m. 6:59. I just farted. Oh no, I'm not repeating that. That was inappropriate. I'm not supposed to say that.
No, everybody comment, Evan Breckman, man.
But my gosh, Dad. I didn't even say that. I didn't say that
okay.
either.
Okay. Andy, when's the show
now.
Done?
I didn't say that.
Everybody call and tell us when it's done. Everybody call Andy.
Ew.
When the show is done.
No.
Everybody call Andy when the show is done.
Butter. She sold seashells by the seashore.
Do-do-do-do.
Toy boat.
Time is the enemy, Terry, for all of us. We're all, as time goes on, we start to age. And you're in amazing shape, but is your body sending you any signals now that maybe you're getting a little older?
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of weird. I'm 49. There's so many times now where, you know, my wife gives me a choice. It's like a nap or the other thing. And I'm like, man, can we just cuddle, please?
You're listening to In Real Life.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla. How is it today, guys? Hot out there?
It's stupid outside. I, like, all of my clothing is sticking to me. It's really sweaty. It's just...
It's too much.
I don't... It smells awful in here.
Well, that's the gentleman that were just in here.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Their fault.
It's a dude bio.
It's some dude stuff going on. Everybody's got to remember now is the season for some... Everybody's a little closer together on the subways. It's, you know... Oh, which is a perfect transition to what our show is about.
It's about getting close.
It's about cuddling.
And personal.
And you want to make sure that your personal hygiene is at its best when you are... cuddling with somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
So
when should we talk a little bit about this topic? Because honestly,
it's gotta be, I think we should talk afterwards because I want people to kind of prejudge just like we did.
Yeah.
You know?
So we can tell them what it's about.
Let's tell them what's it about. It's about. And then we're going to have you
the
guys
heat
listen
is getting
to
us, guys. We don't even know where we are right now.
We're going to be talking to Adam, who is the co-owner of The Cuddlist, which is
Cuddlist.com.
Cuddlist.com, which is a paid service for people to hire people to cuddle with.
A professional cuddlist.
And your reaction is the same as what my reaction was.
Probably.
So I saw this on Facebook and I was like, that's weird. We have to do an interview with them.
Yeah.
So not only did we get Adam, but we also got Janet.
Janet, who is one of the professional cuddlists,
yes,
at cuddlist.com.
Mm-hmm.
And Jim, who's one of the clients.
Yes.
A regular client, in fact, of cuddlist.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an incredibly interesting set of interviews.
Yeah.
I'll just say I was surprised. That's all. Should I give my pre impressions now?
Give your pre impression, but I couldn't edit anything out of this because there was such good content.
So don't take too long.
So we're gonna
keep it short. Okay.
Yeah.
So like my pre impression is that like I don't even get massages because being touched by strangers freaks me out so much. And so for me, the idea of having somebody like come to my house and I pay them professionally to cuddle me just like completely skeeved me out. Like it gave me the screaming memes like nothing else. This is like, I feel like we've been doing a series of topics that like make me personally uncomfortable lately. Small enclosed spaces, like caving.
There's a long list.
Cuddling.
We
it's a long list.
A whole, yeah. We got
We're gonna
through
do,
an entire season.
Yeah, yeah. Now we just have to handle competitive eating and we'll hit all my heebie-jeebie topics.
Yeah.
So... that was how I went into this, thinking I was just going to be really, like, the idea of it really creeped me out.
So then we ended up doing these three interviews. So we want you guys to log on to WFMU.org and go to the playlist and comments. Hopefully we either have Adam, Jim, or Janet on the message board if you guys have any questions as we go along. I hope that we may have some special guests there. Judge as you go through these interviews because I think it surprised the both of us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a listen.
Time is the enemy, Terry, for all of us.
My name is Adam Lippin. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Cuddlist.com.
And what is Cuddlist? Could you tell us, just give us a brief overview of the business and what it is?
Sure. So Cuddlist.com is a platform where we have two functions. One is we train and certify people to be professional cuddlers. And the second function is we have a website that people can go and search locations and find a cuddlist in their area and check them out, and if they're interested, request a session. You know, my background is I started a restaurant chain in New York City called Atomic Wings. So I've done business for 25 years. At that same time, I've been an avid yogi and a meditator. And so my avocation, sort of like what I love to do, what's important to me, sort of really get a deeper understanding of who I am and a deeper understanding of who other people are, and just recognize that we really meet when we actually see each other in a real way. That's where, you know, a level of consciousness is created that change can be affected, right? Everyone's not going to be, you know, a yogi. Everyone can see someone else and meet someone else and make connection, right? Mm-hmm. My business partner comes out of this through she trains medical students and doctors and hospital staff on how to deal with sort of critical communication issues of their clients. How do you tell someone that they have cancer? How do you tell a loved one that their son or their mother or whatever, you know, is going through something? And how do you really be there and give yourself to that person and yet be able to leave when it's over and not take it with you? So the skills that we